With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 952 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Friday. One of the best weekends of betting is upon us. I'm talking about the NFL divisional round. That's right. We have four great games to sweat this weekend, and we got a lot to get to between now and then. So I'm looking at a four-pack for you tonight, guys. We're going to talk about one NHL bet. Hint, hint. It's going to be a total after another great night of totals betting last night. I do have an NBA bet. I try to pick my spots in the NBA. To me, NBA is a little bit trickier than other sports, but I have a really good fade the trendy dog play. Very short home favorite. Everyone's loading up on the road dog. I'll tell you what that is here in a bit. And then two college basketball plays. Hint, hint. Hopefully you listen to the Morning Bets pod, as these were obscure line move games that have actually continued to move in our favor. Great if you already bet it. Not as great if you didn't bet it, because these numbers are rising. But again, good sign that the pro money is in our direction. And then second half of the pod, we're going to talk NFL divisional round. So I'm going to give you my four bets here on the four games this weekend. And I'll tell you right now, it's going to be very important to get key numbers and triggering numbers. So we'll talk about that second half of the pod. And then, of course, it's been a while, but just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. The UFC, baby, the Octagon. I do have finally a bet for you. It's been a while here. I've been trying to pick my spots in UFC. Haven't really found anything last couple weeks that caught my eye. I got my first UFC bet of 2024 for you, so cannot wait to share that one with you as well. So a lot to get to on today's pod. Four pack across NHL, NBA, and college basketball. Four NFL divisional round bets, a UFC bet, and we're going to see if we can turn a profit, which we did last night. So last night, guys, had a decent night, 3-2, plus 0.24 units. Really on the backs of another great NHL night with these totals, man. I don't want to jinx it. Don't tell anybody about these totals. But we went 2-0 yesterday. The Ottawa Senators over 6.5. The Toronto Maple Leafs, almost called them the Blue Jays. Toronto Maple Leafs over 6.5. So nice little 2-0 in the NHL. And then what I would argue as the sweat of the century, Jacksonville. Little old Jacksonville, our obscure line move game. They were down big. They played terribly. I thought that was maybe the worst officiated game I've ever seen. If you know, you know, because the amount of fouls, the back and forth, Jacksonville was just absolutely terrible throughout the first half of the game. I think they had 15 turnovers in the first half. And there was one kid on Jacksonville who kept throwing the ball at people. So again, if you watch the game, you know what I'm talking about. One of them was actually pretty smart. He was going out of bounds, threw it hard off one guy, went back in, and then he did it twice more. The third time he did it with like a minute left and he got a technical. So this kid almost screwed our bet, but Jacksonville hung on by the skin of their teeth to cash last night. And again, that's why you money line and not lay a short spread there. Got a money line hit with Jacksonville. The disappointing ones were North Dakota State. They lost to Denver, and Stanford didn't even show up. I am so annoyed. I stayed up super late to watch the Stanford game, and they just played no defense, couldn't score. They got blown out pretty much. by Washington State. It got so bad that me and the wife actually turned on Aaron Brockovich, which is a great movie if you've never seen it. I'm a big Julie Roberts fan, but I had to turn off Stanford because I was just so frustrated with them. And watched Aaron Brockovich for the first time in a very long time. Back-to-back, it was Shawshank Redemption and then Aaron Brockovich. I don't know if it was TNT or TBS or whatever channel, but pretty good back-to-back movies there. But anyway, looking toward today, guys, we're going to talk about all of our sweats for tonight as well as going into the weekend. But before we do, let's dive into a little bit of housekeeping. So first off, you hear me say it every day, but we have new people listening to the pod, which is great as our community, as sharp data-driven contrarian bettors, continues to grow. So if you haven't done it yet, I got a couple things for you. Go sign up first for the free daily newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, plug in your email, hit submit. Once you sign up, you're going to get every single morning that email from us, which is for free. It costs you nothing, and it's a great way to get excited. Let us set the table and the menu for you each day in the betting market. We're going to tell you some good recaps from the previous night, but really more importantly, what are the big games on tap today? What's the team of analysts at VSiN focusing on? Clips from our shows, links to our articles, promos for legal sports books, links to our pods. It's a great way to just stay plugged in with your finger on the pulse of betting on a daily basis. And again, you can sign up for free, VSiN.com/newsletter. Then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, I would recommend becoming a VSiN All Access Pro member. We have a lot of great free resources at VSiN, but we got a lot of even more great stuff when you become a paid pro member. So VSiN.com/subscribe, you're going to get best bet picks, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, the DraftKings percentages, the betting guides, all included when you become a pro member. And then, of course, support us on social media. We pump out great sports betting content throughout the day from our Twitter feed. You can follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. And, of course, I am getting ready for another big weekend here as I am one of the analysts on The Sweat, which is the DraftKings show that I do on the weekend. So tomorrow morning, Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. I look forward to seeing you guys there. It'll be streamed live, VSiN.com, and I'll tweet it out. It'll be on the DraftKings Twitter page, a live stream as well. And I probably will be adding, actually, not probably, I know for sure, there's no such thing as a locker or guarantee in betting, but I can guarantee you this, I will be adding a couple prop bets in the NFL. And if you've been playing some of these props, we've been doing pretty good here. So stay tuned for some prop bets. I lean on a lot of late money with props. So I have a few that I like now, but I want to give it a little bit more time. If you want to tune into The Sweat, I'll also write those for the VSiN Sharp Report that I write and on Morning Daily Bets, VSiN Daily Morning Bets. So you'll get that over the weekend as well. So with that being said, let's dive right into our sweats, guys. Again, eked out a profit yesterday, 3-2 plus 0.24 units. So let's see if we can turn a winning day in today as well. I want to start off with the NHL because the NHL, you know, it used to be Pedro and Manny said baseball has been very, very good to me. Hockey totals have been very, very good to us. We found an edge here, guys. So let's see if we can continue to ride it. My one bet tonight, you know me, I'm going with these totals. I'm going Devils, Columbus Blue Jackets, over 6.5. I like the total here to the over, seeing if we can get 7 goals or more. Again, when I start my cap looking at these totals, this has been the blueprint. First, look at the live odds page. Is there a painted side in terms of juice where every book you look at is juiced up toward a similar number in the same direction? And I did find out with the Devils over, every book here is juiced to the over. So 6.5 over, minus 120 to minus 130. So a lot of liability to the over. Great bet split to the over. From DraftKings, only 66% of bets, but 89% of the money is on the over. So it tells us the bigger, sharper wagers here are leaning toward a higher scoring game. And really digging into these two teams. You know, if you're going to bet an over in hockey, you need a score. You need to give up goals. So both these teams are over teams. Columbus is 24-19 to the over. That's the 10th best over team in the NHL. Devils are 25-16 to the over. That's the 6th best over team in the NHL. And the Devils in particular, 13-8 to the over on the road. But they are scoring 3.4 goals per game. That's the 7th best in the NHL. So one of your higher scoring teams. And both these teams are really bad defensively. Devils are giving up 3.5 goals per game. That's the 5th most in the NHL. Columbus is giving up 3.7 goals per game. That's the 2nd most in the NHL. Also, you look at some special teams here. Devils power play is 28%. That is the 3rd best power play in the NHL. So hopefully if you take some penalties, you pot some goals here to help us cash our over. And both teams are bottom half in terms of penalty kill. So again, hopefully you give up some goals when you're a man down. And then looking at the two goalies, I believe it's going to be Vanecek for the Devils. Not confirmed yet. But it is definitely going to be Merzlikins for Columbus. And both these goalies, not very good. I hope I don't jinx them. Hopefully they stay true to their numbers here. But Vanecek has a 3.31 goals against. Merzlikins has a 3.22 goals against. So those are both goalies who have been giving up some goals left and right. So you add it all up. We have Devils, Columbus over 6.5, juiced over across the board. Good bet split to the over. Good offense, bad defense, good power play, bad penalty kill. Couple goalies here with some high goals against averages. So I'm going Devils and Columbus Blue Jackets. Devils and CBJ over 6.5. Keep on cruising. Now let's move over to the NBA. Again, I told you at the outset, it's been a while since I've had an NBA bet for you, but I found one today that I could not lay off of. It is the Suns against the Pelicans. 8 o'clock game tonight. Two good teams out west. And I'm going with the Pelicans on the money line. Give me the Pelicans on the money line. I got them at around minus 125. Short number here. But my whole angle is a fade the trendy dog play. If you look at the bet splits for this game, the Phoenix Suns are a very trendy dog. So this game opened Pelicans -1.5. It's now up to -2. Some books are juiced up like it may go to 2.5. So all movement and liability is toward the Pelicans, even though 60% of bets are going with the Suns. So public says, hey, wrong team is favored. Yeah, the wrong team is favored. You got to take Kevin Durant getting points. How do you not take Devin Booker getting points? Again, the public, that's what they're saying. Take the Suns and the points. But remember, when dogs become popular, they get fleas. They become trendy. We want to bet against them. So even though 60% of bets are on the Suns, the line is moving toward the Pelicans. Also a great bet split here to the Pelicans. Only 40% of bets are on the Pelicans, but 75% of the money is on the Pelicans. That is a big +35% smart money discrepancy. Tells me the bigger, sharper wagers are with New Orleans. Now, New Orleans is better in terms of offensive efficiency. They're 8th versus 11th for the Suns. And also better defensive efficiency, 8th versus 16th. Also, if you look at just in terms of these teams covering some numbers, I'm actually writing a new article for DraftKings where I exclusively look at the bet splits in the NBA. So I've been digging a little bit more into some NBA betting here. But I noticed, doing some research, New Orleans, 24-17 against the spread this year, 59%. They're 13-8 ATS, 62% at home. So Pelicans have covered numbers. They've covered numbers at home. Meanwhile, Phoenix, they're only 14-26 ATS, 35%. And they're only 9-19 ATS, 32% against non-division opponents. Also, we have seen this total rise. It was like 235 up to 237, 237.5. And that's some good correlative betting toward the favorite, because when you have more, a higher total, more expected points scored, if you're on a short spread favorite, more points scored, more opportunities to score, basically makes it a little bit easier for that favorite to cover the number. And then also, again, tight game here. I'm not going to lay a 2 or maybe go to 2.5 here with the Pelicans. Money line bet. Protect yourself. It's not a very expensive price. I'm going to go Pelicans here, guys. Really like this spot toward the Pelicans. I am on New Orleans to win this game on the money line. I got them at minus 125. All right, keep on cruising. Now let's go to some college hoops. I think we're due for, again, we're running so good in college hoops. When you go 1-2, you feel like it's a down night. But I'm looking toward a couple spots here tonight. They're both games that I mentioned on the Morning Bets pod. But if you missed the pod, here they are. First one, Fairleigh Dickinson against Stonehill. This is a add-a-game extra game, and you guys know what to do with add-a-game extra games. Those are the games with the six-digit Vegas ID or rotation number. This is game 306-541, 306-542. And we look to line moves here because, again, no one woke up on the eve of the divisional round in the NFL and said, you know what, I got to bet Fairleigh Dickinson and Stonehill. Nope. So anytime you see a line move in these very low bet games, those are the obscure line moves that we love to back because they're almost exclusively pro bettors moving the numbers. So this game opened Fairleigh Dickinson, very short 1-point road favorite. This morning we saw them get steamed up to -2, even -2.5. Now here's the good news and bad news. The good news is they continue to get hammered. Fairleigh Dickinson is all the way up to -4. The bad news is if you didn't bet them earlier on a money line price around, I think I got them at -135. Now they're much more expensive. So I'm looking at them now. I think they're around minus 185. Again, a little bit high here. I'm sticking with it, and it's up to you guys if you still want to play it. I would still consider playing it just because it's really sharp, and the line has really been no buyback whatsoever on Stonehill. But again, the whole point being, you know, shameless plug, listen to the Morning Bets pod in the morning. You're hopefully going to get better numbers. But good sharp steam move in favor of Fairleigh Dickinson. They have the better offense. Remember, Fairleigh Dickinson, didn't they upset Purdue in the NCAA tournament? So again, hopefully they wipe the floor with Stonehill tonight. But Fairleigh Dickinson, better offense, 78 points per game versus 64 for Stonehill. Better field goal shooting percentage, 43% versus 39%. Better rebounding, 37 boards per game versus 32. And in particular, much better offensive rebound percentage, 28% versus 21%. And KenPom has Fairleigh Dickinson winning by 1 point. He does have him ranked higher, 325 in the country versus 355. But again, this is a play for me on an obscure line move. I was looking at the money line percentage here because at the time it was a short number. It was 65% bets, 94% of the money on Fairleigh Dickinson. So good, sharp steam move. I'm sticking with it. Hopefully you got a better number. If not, you know, you're going to play it at a worse number, but you're playing at a worse number because smart money continues to hammer FD. So give me FD, Fairleigh Dickinson. Got him on the money line minus 150-ish this morning, I should say, minus 135. Now it's up to, again, minus 185-ish. So hopefully you can get a nice win here from Fairleigh Dickinson. Next one for you. Another good sign that we're getting some good CLV if you played it this morning. Again, not great if you didn't bet it yet. But LIU against St. Francis of Pennsylvania. Give me St. Francis, baby. Like this play towards St. Francis. Once again, this was a morning bets pod play. But same sort of thing. Add a game, extra game, sharp line move. St. Francis opened as low as a 2-point or 2.5-point home favorite. At the time this morning when I did the pod, they got steamed up to minus 3. Now they're up to minus 4. So again, same sort of thing with Fairleigh Dickinson. You know what I'm going to say? Are we moving these numbers? I don't know if we are or not, but nice coincidence. I'm not going to take credit for the steam, but maybe we played a small role in this one. Because again, who's betting these games tonight other than us? Who's got it better than us? Isn't that what the Harbaugh family says? Anyway, we do have a sharp line move, add a game, extra game. St. Francis, much better on defense. They're only giving up 73 points per game versus 80 for LIU. Better shooting, 42% versus 40%. Big offensive rebound percentage, 33% versus 21%. KenPom has St. Francis winning by 2. So once again, this is a money line play, around now minus 180 at this point. And also, you look at home road, LIU just 1-10 on the road. St. Francis is only 3-5 at home. But again, it's really the fate of LIU here that I'm excited about. So again, got this one around minus 150-ish this morning. Now you're on minus 180. But let's go St. Francis, PA on the money line, as well as Fairleigh Dickinson, on the money line. Those are the two bets here tonight in college basketball. So there you have it, guys. Just ran through our four-pack for tonight. The Devils over 6.5, Pelicans money line, Fairleigh Dickinson and St. Francis money line. But we got more to get to. We're going to take a very, very short break here, catch our breath, and then we're going to get into the good stuff. By the good stuff, I mean the NFL divisional round. I'm going to give you the updated numbers for percentages, system matches, got some info on some injuries as well, and we're going to be betting it all. I've got a play on every game here. So we're going to talk about plays for the divisional round this weekend, as well as a UFC bet for you. As I like to say, biting in the arena. It's been a while, but I got a biting play for you. So don't go anywhere. Going to finish up strong on episode 952 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a sharp, data-driven, contrarian angle, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it on a big Friday before the NFL divisional round, episode 952 of the VSiN Market Insights pod. Grinded out a profit? I still don't know. Did we grind out a profit? Did we ground out a profit? Now I got Siri listening to me thinking I'm asking her questions. But we grinded out a profit. I'll call it that. 3-2 plus 0.24 units last night. Let's see if we can keep it going here as we steam into the weekend. The NFL divisional round. It's here. It's beautiful. I'm rewatching Seinfeld with my wife. She's never seen it before. We're getting ready for Curb Your Enthusiasm to come back here. There's an episode of If You Know, You Know, when Jerry girl he's trying to date, she says they're real and they're spectacular. Well, the NFL divisional round is, it's real and it's spectacular. So I don't know why that randomly came in my head. But anyway, let's just go game by game, guys. So let's start off with Texans and Baltimore. Now, I've been saying it all week. I am worried about Houston being a trendy dog. They're getting 69% of bets across the market here. However, all my system matches are on Houston. So I'm going Houston here, guys. Houston, again, opened at one point plus 9.5, got to plus 10. They actually got down to plus 9 at one point. They're hovering around 9.5. Now, when I was teasing these games, I was kind of trying to talk about the importance of key numbers and triggering numbers. So here's what I mean by that. I see a couple books that are juiced up toward Baltimore a little bit. So I see a book at Baltimore minus 9.5 at minus 115. So what I'm going to do is I'm taking Houston up to plus 10. Again, buying a half point. Now, in general, buying points, it's not a smart idea if you do it all the time. But if you do it strategically around key numbers, to me, that's the one reason to do it, especially when you're juiced down and you can take them back up a little bit. So, for example, I'm going to go Houston. I'm going to buy them up. And if you don't want to, you want to play the 9.5. You know, that's totally up to you. But my one worry and why I'm doing this is because Houston, we'll talk about Green Bay in a second, do we see some respected money like we saw for the championship game with, Washington and Michigan? Remember, Michigan got steamed late and went back up. It was a fade the trendy dog play. I'm just a little concerned that if there's some fade the trendy dog money that hits Baltimore and they tick up to 10 on game day, I want to get that 10 still. I don't want to be holding a 9.5 if it gets at 10. Now, if it gets down to net to 9, then we're really happy because we'll get some CLV. But whole point being, I'm taking Houston up to plus 10. Again, I got a book that they are, one book I have is plus 9.5 at minus 105. I have one book plus 9.5, closer to even money. So I took Houston up to plus 10 at minus 120. So that's the ticket that I'll be holding. And why do I like Houston in this spot? Well, it's all about the system matches. Houston has a ton of matches that I like in this one. You look at playoff dogs in general, they're 4-2 ATS this postseason. They're 60% ATS since 2017. Playoff dogs who missed the postseason the previous year, they would match with Houston in this spot. 3-1 ATS this postseason, 67% ATS since 2017. And then also fading a divisional round favorite off a bye. I've kind of talked about this a few times on the pod and at my VSiN appearances. I mentioned it yesterday with Patrick Maher on Follow the Money. But a lot of people just assume, hey, you're the one seed, you're rested, you're off a bye, you're ready to go. You're going to crush that other team because you're rested. The rest dive obviously helps, but not in terms of covering numbers. When you look at fading divisional round favorites off a bye, one seeds, it used to be the 1-2 seed, it's 59% against the spread. over the last big sample size, nearly two decades here. So that would match as a fade of Baltimore. Also, C.J. Stroud, 6-2 ATS, 75% as a dog in his career. Divisional round dogs getting seven or more are 59% ATS since 2003. And just a little kicker here, Lamar Jackson, when he's favored by 7 points or more, since 2021, he's just 1-9 against the spread. So does Baltimore eke out a win? Maybe they do. Obviously, they're a big favorite here. But I got to take the points with Houston, and I'm going to buy him up to that triggering number. I'm going to take Houston plus 10 at minus 120. And again, I will mention there is a lot of wind in that game too. So 47 total down to 43.5. And you are looking at 15 mile per hour winds, 20 degrees. If you like the under, again, I'm not going to argue with you. Next game, Green Bay. Hint, hint, guys, it's almost the same exact cap. And it gives you another opportunity here to buy up Green Bay to 10. That's the same thing I'm doing. So I'm going Houston plus 10 at minus 120. I'm going Green Bay at plus 10 at minus 120. Currently, Green Bay is getting 64% of bets, so trendy. I'm a little don't love that. Again, if it ticks back up to 10, I want to be holding a 10. I hope it doesn't get there. I hope it gets down to 9. But also, same system matches on Green Bay. We have a dog situation. Divisional round dog seven or more system match. Dog who missed the postseason the previous year. Fade a divisional round favorite off a bye. And in addition, Jordan Love playing great right now. 9-5 against the spread as a dog in his career, 64%. So same sort of cap here. The other thing I like about both dogs is that correlative betting wise, the totals are falling. So the Green Bay total was at 1.51. It's down to 50.5. You know, Houston is windy, so correlative betting getting a plus 10 in a game in which the total is dropping, that's a good sign. Because when points are expected to be a little bit less, it's going to be harder for the favorite to cover. So same thing with Green Bay. I'm a little wary of them being trendy, but I'm taking them up to plus 10. Green Bay plus 10 at minus 120, and hopefully they cover this number against San Fran. Keep on cruising. Tampa Bay and Detroit. Now, I'm not going to call Tampa Bay a sharp play, but I'm going Tampa Bay Bucks in terms of a value play. Tampa Bay Bucks are in our wheelhouse. They are only getting 44% of bets. Public is going with Detroit here. Now, Detroit got hit early, minus 6 up to minus 6.5, and they've been flirting with going to 7. So that's important here because obviously key number of 7. You lose by 7, you want to push this bet. So once again, I'm taking Tampa Bay up to plus 7. Plus 7 at minus 120. I bought that up a half point. A couple books I have are really juiced up toward Detroit, minus 6.5, minus 115, minus 120. So you can go the other way and take Tampa up at plus 7 now at minus 120. But my angle here is one, contrarian, being able to bet against people who are betting Detroit. Number two, Tampa Bay has that inflated line. They're opening getting 6. Now we can get them to 7 at minus 120. So getting some extra value there off the opener. But also, the Bucks cover numbers. They're 12-6 against the spread this year. They're 9-3 ATS as a dog. Both those numbers are the best in the NFL. And I'm going to bank on Tampa Bay's defense. Now, if this is a shootout, I don't think Tampa Bay can keep up. Detroit's got a better offense. But Tampa Bay has the much better defense. They're only giving up 18.6 points per game this year. That's the fifth best in the NFL. Detroit's giving up 23.2 points per game. That's 23rd in the NFL. So if we have and again, totals kind of sat the same here, 49.5, kind of around there, hasn't really moved much. But if you're giving me a contrarian opportunity with an inflated line where I can bet against the public with Detroit and get a key number and bank on a defense and a team, especially with Mayfield, who covers a lot of numbers, I'm taking it. Give me Tampa Bay plus 7 at minus 120. And then the last game of the weekend, I can't wait to sweat this one. Give me Kansas City plus 3. This game opened Buffalo minus 2.5. They've been hinting at going to minus 3. There are some books that are at 3, so you don't even have to buy this one. You can just get a plus 3 at minus 120. It's juiced up too, so if you want to take it, you know, pretty much everyone is super heavy juiced toward Buffalo. So like a plus 2.5 at plus 100 right now. Again, you can buy it up to plus 2.5 at, you know, minus 115, plus 3. Buy it up to plus 3 at minus 115, minus 120. But to me, this is a value play, and it's a situation where you really never get Mahomes contrarian against the public as a dog. So just from that standpoint of a rare situation, I got to take KC plus 3. This is Your most contrarian play of the weekend. Only 40% of bets are going Kansas City. Also, you have a rest versus tired advantage. The Chiefs last played on Saturday. Bills played on Monday. So it's a good angle here with a couple days extra in terms of rest for Kansas City. You have the playoff experience of Mahomes and Andy Reid. Also, Patrick Mahomes, 8-1 against the spread as a dog in his career. 2-0 straight up in ATS against the Bills in the postseason. And also, remember the Super Bowl? I was an idiot, and I took the Eagles, and I remember thinking to myself, how did I not take Mahomes as a dog? Same sort of thing here. How do you not take Mahomes as a dog? Well, it proves proof is in the pudding. 8-1 ATS in his career as a dog. And also, I noticed today there are a bunch of injuries. Gabe Davis is out for the Bills. Remember in the last game, a bunch of guys got hurt. Benford, their cornerback. They have a linebacker who's out. AJ Klein might be starting at linebacker, who is very old, and I think Mahomes can really take advantage of him. And then prop in the prop department too. Who's he going to cover? I'll take that receiver over maybe Rashi Rice. He's on my radar right now. And then Taylor Rapp and someone else was hurt. But a lot of injuries on Buffalo versus Kansas City, healthy, ready to go, and in a great dog spot. So I'm going Kansas City +3. So I'm going Houston +10, Green Bay +10, Tampa +7, and Kansas City +3. If you want to sweat those with me, that's what I'll be rooting for this weekend. Then lastly, to finish up the pod, a little bit of biting, a little bit of UFC here. It's been a while, but it's good to be back. I'm focusing on a featherweight bout between Arnold and Evloev. Should be a great bout here, and give me Evloev. I'm on Evloev on the money line at -190. Now, let's look at, remind those who, again, haven't bet UFC with us in a while, rudimentary model that I like to look at. Younger, taller, longer reach, line move, good bet splits. So Evloev, open as a -165 favorite. He's up to -190. So good sharp steam in favor of Evloev. This is Movsar Evloev against Arnold Allen. But anyway, Evloev, -165 to -190. What I love about Evloev is he's only getting 32% of bets. The public is all over the trendy dog Arnold Allen, yet the line keeps going up toward Evloev. Tells me smart money in a fade the trendy dog situation in favor of Evloev. Now, they're both 29 years old. Arnold might be 1 inch taller, 5'7 versus 5'6, but a big reach advantage for Evloev, 72.5 inches versus 70 inches. And then also, dig a little bit deeper here, but significant strikes per minute if this goes through a decision. You know, typically the judges go to the person who, you know, landed more punches or kicks. But significant strikes per minute, 4.57 for Evloev versus 3.34 for Arnold. Strike accuracy, 49% versus 40%. And I was reading about this matchup, but Evloev apparently is the much better wrestler. So if this gets down to a grappling, you know, wrestling match on the mat, big advantage in favor of Evloev. And then also, I've never really mentioned this in terms of UFC, but it's kind of a fishy, wrong team is favored sort of thing. Because Arnold is ranked 4th in the featherweight division. Evloev is ranked 9th in the featherweight division. So why is the guy who's ranked 9th, you know, getting steamed -165 up to -190? Shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't Arnold, who's ranked 4th, be favored over Evloev, who's ranked 9th? Again, I love that. Just in terms of a fishy, doesn't make sense. Take the fishy side. So give me Evloev to win this bout. I'm on Movsar Evloev, E-V-L-O-E-V, on the money line at -190. That about does it for today's VSiN Market Insights pod on a big Friday here as we steam into the weekend. But reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights pod or the Morning Bets pod or the Sharp Reports that I write or this style of betting, maybe you never, you know, considered or knew about this way to approach betting, looking at the data, acting like a Wall Street trader, looking at line movement, system matches, betting percentages, going contrarian. Again, did you hear me mention parlay at all today? No, because parlays are a gift to the house. If you want to play them here and there, again, have some fun. But overall, the book makes a killing off of parlays if you look at the hold percentage. But if any of this has helped you, kind of these insights, helped you along in your sports betting journey to cash some tickets, to make some money, to become a sharper better, then I have a request. Go make my day. Make me happy, but also learn something on your end. Go buy my book. Go to Amazon.com. Type in The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would make my day, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry. I put a lot into that book. Never left my apartment for a full summer when I used to live in Gloucester. I would only leave to get food and come back and keep writing. But anyway, I'm very proud of it. It's how lines are set. Everything I've learned, how lines are set, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to go contrarian, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, all included in my baby, my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So go buy one, get one for a friend, give it a 5-star review. It would mean a lot to me, guys. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, at the Encore in Boston, or Plain Ridge Park Casino, or MGM Springfield in my neck of the woods, or out in New York, breaking hail records every month in the Empire State, or sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa in the desert, getting a victory burger at the end of the night, the Mandalay Bay, the Superbook, the South Point, where the true grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible is found, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me, and you're going to show me some beautiful NHL totals from last night. Show me a Maple Leafs over 6.5, an Ottawa over 6.5, or show me the sweat of the century, Jacksonville, the Dolphins, getting it done on the money line. Guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book, Sweat Sharp Contrarian Plays, all night long. So wish you the best of luck, everyone. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. You know, what was even more annoying is we beat the closing line with Stanford last night and they didn't even show up. But again, tells me we're on the right track here. So if we can do that, if we can find games that fit our model against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, get some CLV. If we can do that, we're going to be successful sports bettors. So enjoy your Friday night, everyone. Looking forward to a big weekend here. Again, I'll see you on the sweat bright and early, 8 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow morning. And you'll also get the morning bets pod as well as my sharp report. But wish the best of luck, guys. Hopefully we can cash some tickets tonight. As the legend, Mr. Brent Musburger, likes to say, cashing tickets, that's what it's all about. Good luck, everybody. Have a great Friday and an even better weekend.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.